Disclaimer, not all Africans can dance, but all of us have stories, experiences, and curiosities about dance. Are you interested in the diverse dance traditions in Africa? Ever wonder about the meaning behind the choreography? Curious about that latest hot move with the crazy knees? Then this show is for you. Introducing Bina, the Dance in Africa podcast. Bina is a Setswana word meaning to dance. This show is a deep dive into dance in Africa, past and present, for the culturally curious. I'm Ntadi Mofokeng, your guide on this journey. I've been dancing since I was 3 years old, pulling the latest kwaito moves in my denim dungarees, as well as trying to look comfortable in a ballet leotard and tights that never matched my complexion. Over the years, I've taken classes, choreographed, and performed in different styles. But don't get me wrong. My favorite dancing happens socially, and especially when I get to have a moment in the center of the circle. My first encounter with African dance as a genre came as a high school student in the US. Most of the moves and cultural references were unfamiliar to me, so I asked myself, which African dance is this? That was my first clear sign that I have so much more to learn about dance in Africa, and I'd like to take you along for this journey. We can explore dance as play, dance as ritual, dance as healing, dance as art, dance as expression. Dance is a visual art form, so by moving it into the audio space, it opens up a different sensory experience, drawing us closer to the motivations, energies, and thoughts that make the movement possible. So come along as you are, barefoot or laced up. Bina, the Dance in Africa podcast, will drop weekly. You can sign up for the newsletter to get profiles, videos, and more resources to further your curiosity about dance in Africa.